Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Cheryl Hardy, FAA Production Studios Public Relations and National FAST Team Representative of the Year from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
I have a special guest on the rooftop with me today. I've got Christine C.C. Gerner. Christine, welcome to the rooftop.
Thank you. Glad to be here. First time here at Sun and Fun. What a pleasure.
Christine is with CC Air Shows, your own air show, and she is performing in the air show today here at Sun and Fun. Is this your first time to Sun and Fun?
It is my first time to Sun and Fun. I've been here previously, but I have not flown here, so this is the first time flying.
That's exciting.
Very exciting, yeah. Very exciting.
We're glad to have you here. Now, I know you've had your air show briefing already today. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect out there on the field.
Well, as you can see, pretty high winds. But it looks like we're going to have about 15 performers, and each show is lasting anywhere from 8 to 12 minutes. We have the biplanes as well as the monoplanes and some warbirds. And I'm flying the XTRA-300, which is just a monoplane, highly aerobatic, and it'll be fun.
Now, Christine, I know you've got an extensive aviation career and one I admire totally.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. You learned to fly 20 years ago. Tell me about that.
Learning to fly 20 years ago, yeah. It actually started before that.
Okay.
Well, in my mind, it started before that. My father was a World War II pilot, and although he had quit flying right before I was born, we had the pictures and all the memorabilia, and he talked about it, and so I thought it would be really great if I could fly, but he somewhat discouraged that, and I never really knew why he discouraged it. He just didn't think it would be a good idea, so I put it aside for a little while, but finally after my skiing career, I got back to it and went full force.
Did he encourage you at that point?
He gave me a challenge. It was really interesting. I told him what I wanted to do, and he told me that if I could pass all of my exams, all the written exams, with 100%, he would support me.
And I had a feeling he knew you were going to do that.
And I did.
That a girl. Well, we're sure glad you did, too.
Yeah, me too.
So at that point, you had his encouragement. And where did your flying take off from that point?
From there, I went the civilian route. And I went through flight training. And I was kind of on my own program, as fast-paced as I could be. Mm-hmm. I ended up going to a flight school. Similar to ATP, and I got through my flight training from my instrument rating all the way through my CFIs, IIIs, and MEIs in, I think it was about 6 months, and I got a corporate job right out of that, flying to Navajo for a law firm.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a great airplane.
It is a great airplane, and I had a ball with that for about a year, and then went the commuter route, got hired by the commuters. Flew commuters Beech 1900s for 8 years in the Northeast. Fun mountain flying, good weather conditions, never. and then got hired by Northwest Airlines, and now we're Delta Airlines.
Oh, excellent. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're with the majors now. How long have you been with the majors?
I've been there 14 years.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you.
So is that mountain flying?
Mountain flying's interesting. Yeah. It was actually a very, very good stepping stone for me. I think it was essential to my learning curve of understanding weather phenomenon and mountain conditions.
The experience is invaluable.
Incredible, yeah.
You know, a lot of people do avoid that type of flying, but I would say that jump in, and that's the best teacher is the experience.
Absolutely. Have lots of stories about it, but that's for later.
Now, I also understand now, before you were flying, you also had a very athletic career as well.
As a kid, it went all the way from ballet up to gymnastics, diving. Every sport my parents could put me in, they did, and maybe I just had one of those active minds and bodies they felt they had to keep busy. But my main focus was skiing and snow skiing, that is. So I did I finally ended my career in a, I was about 22 when I ended the career in skiing and started taking life really seriously. Not that that wasn't serious,
sure,
but I knew I needed to get into school and get a career.
But you were a freestyle skier.
I was a freestyle skier, started off racing and ended up freestyle.
Mm-hmm. Now you also have gymnastics and a diving background as well.
I do.
It just doesn't stop with you.
Well, it's stopped a little bit now, but I found something else to take up the void, and that's the aerobatics.
Now, when did you decide that the aerobatics was what you wanted to do?
Oh, probably, I had a cub, and I flew my PA-11 quite a bit while I was flying with the airlines, and I would go to the fly-ins, EAA events, and end up at little fly-ins all over the place and saw cool biplanes, and I thought, wow, that'd be a lot of fun. But I took it up seriously when I met somebody at the airline, and they had magazines all over the place about the IAC and aerobatic flying, and I really didn't know a lot about it. So I decided to take, typical for me, I just don't go out and try things. I always find somebody to coach me. I went out and took a course, a 10-hour course in aerobatics, from Mike Goulian. And I took the course in a decathlon, and I knew after the first half hour, this was it. Had to do it.
Now, after you took that course, though, shortly thereafter, you graduated into your unlimited, did you not?
I did. Yeah. I did. I actually, the airplane that I'm flying today, I saw in Mike's hangar, and I asked my instructor, I said, hey, what is that? And he said, told me what it was, it's an extra 300L, and I said, it has two seats. And he said, yes. And he offered a ride, and I said, absolutely.
And then you fell in love?
I fell in love with that and that airplane, and talked to the Goulians and ended up purchasing the aircraft.
That's fantastic. Now, then from that point, you got your low altitude aerobatic waiver.
I did. Mm-hmm. And what happened there, when you transition to a new aircraft, you have to get checked out. And even though I'm a airline transport pilot and all of that stuff, I have all that experience, you still need to have a proper checkout.
Absolutely.
In a new aircraft. So I went down to St. Augustine, Florida, from New York to get that checkout with my new airplane and my instructor. And we went there, and it was pretty neat. The guy who came to check me out was Carl Pascarell. And I didn't know who he was at the time, but I shortly found out that probably one of the best, or if not the best, formation pilot in the world. He ended up checking me out. And we've had a long-term relationship till now. I mean, he is still my coach today.
That's fantastic.
That's
incredible. Now, are you based out of St. Augustine now, or are you still living in Minnesota?
It's both. Given the weather conditions in Minnesota, it's a little chilly up there in the winter. So I end up going down to St. Augustine, and I love St. Augustine. Carl's in St. Augustine, and all of the other aerobatic guys hang out there. So it's a really, really great environment for aerobatic flying.
Oh, yes, it is.
So I'm there about 7-8 months out of the year.
Yeah, and if any of you have not flown into St. Augustine Airport, take the opportunity, because at any given time, you never know when you're going to see somebody out there practicing and coming in. I've been there myself and had a few really nice low passes come across that runway from time to time.
Oh, so, very good.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. It really is. Let's talk a little bit about your aircraft. You've got an extra 300L.
I do. It's an extra 300L. It's a German-built aircraft. Its materials composite as well as some fabric. It's lightweight. Mine, although, is one of the heavier ones because my airplane is completely stock. I haven't done anything to it. I have a stock AIO 540 on it, 300 horse, with an MT propeller composite. It's a great airplane.
And the colors you're flying, so everybody can find you this afternoon.
The color's blue and silver.
Beautiful.
With a big ATP on the side.
There you go. There you go. Let's talk a little bit about your sponsors.
Yeah, ATP, it's a wonderful, wonderful sponsor. And given how I started my career in a very, very similar path as ATP, from zero time all the way up to your CFIs, MEIs, and they have the mentoring program with the VLJs. It's just a wonderful, wonderful corporation, and it's family owned, wonderful people. So it's really, really fun for me to be sponsored by them. I'm just thrilled. Great flight school.
Now, I know from talking to you that you are a mentoring proponent. So talk a little bit about that, because that's very important when it comes to aviation and any other industry.
Yeah, it's part of my makeup, I guess. I always want to be as good as I can get, and I'm not real patient. I like to get there quickly, and so and safely, of course.
Sure, with quality as well, I'm sure.
Right. And I really feel that being coached on all levels is so important.
It is. It's very important.
Yeah, and the mentoring program, it gives you somebody to talk to, not just as an instructor, but somebody who's been there, who understands it, who is going to almost take on your responsibility. They're going to take it on themselves. They feel just as strongly about your progress as you do. And they're going to watch you every step of the way.
Well, it's a good feeling, because they're cradling you the whole way. They've got a real interest in what you're doing, and you share the passion for what it is you're doing.
Absolutely.
And it really is wonderful. I know, you know, here at the production studios that I was mentored in to what I'm doing here at the studios as well. And had I not had, you know, the support from Diego and Lourdes Alfonso that I had to mentor me into the program,
right,
I may not have had quite the passion that I have towards the safety program. Safety is everything. And giving back to aviation safety for me is what my passion is.
Right.
So
right.
I understand that completely.
Yeah, and given what I do, safety is, it's paramount.
It absolutely is. Now, do you ferry your aircraft yourself? Do you have somebody ferry it for you?
I do it all myself.
Do you? Good for you.
A to B, B to C.
That's fantastic. So you know exactly where your aircraft stands every minute. Tell me a little bit about your walkthrough for your safety procedures. Anything special that you do?
Well, in fact, right before I came here, I went to check on it because it's sitting out on the flight line, and it is so windy today. I wanted to make sure that it was chocked and that my controls were tied. And I tie my controls up with my seatbelts. We don't have control locks, so seatbelts are the way to go. But prior to my flight, since I'm away from my aircraft, whenever I walk away from it, when I come back to it, even if I've already pre-flighted it, I'm going to do it again, just to make sure nobody, you know, accidentally put something inside
absolutely.
The cockpit that I didn't see.
Oh, absolutely, no question. How much time do you spend getting into the zone before you fly?
I actually like an hour.
Okay.
I'm kind of,
that's nice.
I'll chill for an hour. I'll just, I don't use music. I just close my eyes. Sometimes I'll watch the other performers. I have my coach with me most of the time. This, I think, is, actually Carl has only made it to a couple of my shows, but he certainly wanted to be here for this one.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to look forward to you flying this afternoon. Is there anything else you'd like to say to your fans and viewers?
Oh, just so happy to be here. This is wonderful. I hope you enjoy the show. It's going to be a fun one.
Christine, thank you so much for being with us.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.